This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. The mistake that people are making now when they're choosing a spouse at times is that they don't look at the family. And why should we be looking at the family, a person may ask. Well, if you're going to be living with them, then you need to know that their values are similar to the ones you grew up with or within. Because imagine if you grow up in a very loving home where you were well protected, you had a lot of kindness, everyone helped each other, there were only good words, people really thought good of each other, there were so many sweet words that were said every day, people understood each other, they sacrificed for each other, and you get married to a guy who's brilliant. But his family, whom you might be living with, are people who doubt everyone, they swear and scream, they yell and they beat each other up, for example. Or they are abusive, they have issues, they really don't get on with each other, they wouldn't sacrifice for each other. If you are going to be living among them, then most likely you're going to struggle in that home a lot. May Allah protect us. And this is why Islamically, you are entitled to your separate quarters when you're married, but not everyone can afford that. So it's very worthwhile to look at whether you're going to be living with your in-laws or not, number one. And if you are they people who are going to respect you and honor you? Are they people who are going to help with things that you have to do? Or are they people who are just going to look at you as a slave, dish all the work out to you, make sure that you're working late at night while they're sleeping, you're busy preparing the meals? That also sometimes for some might not be such a big problem. But would they be vulgar and abusive, mistrust and creating issues and problems? The hearts may not be clean, something you were never accustomed to. That is something many people fail to look into. And this is why arranged introductions have their pros and cons. And those where we have come up with the idea or the suggestion also has pros and cons. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, it's important before you allow yourself to consider someone as a potential spouse, have a look at the way they were brought up. Have a look at their siblings and their family members, especially if you're going to be living with them or you're going to have a lot of interaction with them. If in the case where you're not going to really have much interaction with them, you probably would be able to just judge the person for himself. Remember, many cultural homes still have a very strong say after marriage in the relationships of their children. Subhanallah, those are cultural homes. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. All I'm saying is, if they are really brilliant people, I wouldn't mind if they had a slight say in what I did or what I said or whatever happened. But imagine they're unreasonable. They don't understand the generation gap. They don't understand the likes and dislikes of this generation. They don't understand so many things, or they want to impose on you whatever they feel. You know, many people want to just show off. I've got sons or daughters who are married and this is the spouse. And that showing off doesn't help. I'd rather have happy children who are married and don't interact so much with me than to have children who are married who interact a lot with me, but they're unhappy and they're busy cursing me every day. So I just thought I'd give you a quick pointer to say, consider the family too. And you know, when your parents sometimes tell you, look at the family, understand if you're going to live with them and they're not good people sometimes, no matter how brilliant your spouse is, if they're not as brilliant, you might have a major problem. In fact, marriages are breaking because of the families at times. And especially when you have a spouse who does not stand up for you at all. A spouse who believes that I have to do whatever my mother says because heaven lies at her feet, even if she's wrong, which is actually wrong. Because you can never obey your folks or your parents in the disobedience of Allah. And for that, I'll be making a separate video. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance. Aqulu qawli hadha, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.